Thank you so much for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about the current challenge of low inventory.
I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We've been talking about the challenges our marketplace has. There's some really good things, but one challenge, and it's significant, is the low inventory or supply of homes for sale right now. As we left 2016, we actually had a very low inventory, a 17-year low. We are marked in the national media as per capita having an extreme inventory problem, second only to the Seattle market. Most recently, what we've seen as realtors is usually there is an increase in inventory, a pickup going into January, and we've not yet seen that. It's actually been a decline of new listings coming onto the market from last year or last month. So it's a very different trend and it concerns us. As a home buyer, there's still a reason to jump in, especially the first time buyers. You've got low interest rates and you have affordable homes by some definition, but they'll become less affordable with our urban growth boundaries and the inability to add inventory with new construction at that price point. So I would encourage you to jump in. But how do you do that? Well, it's a market, as Bob Nelson would say, it's a ready, fire, aim type of market. You must be prepared to make quick decisions when an opportunity presents itself. So know your numbers. Visit with a lender in advance of shopping because most sellers will seek out the buyer who can provide strong evidence from a reputable lender stating that the buyer can perform on their commitment. And it's got to be named, it's got to be specific, because as a seller's agent, I can be picky on behalf of the seller, and I'm going to look not for the highest price in the offer first, but if there's competition, I'm going to look to the strongest buyer. Once I've defined who's the strongest buyer, then I will ask them to come up in price to be competitive with the others. So it is that important that you know your finances. And this is not the market to ride solo. Buyers need to understand that realtors are an asset in the purchase here. You've got a very fast pace to keep, and realtors have acclimated to that and done this before. So the right realtor will review the property in defense of your resale and negotiate the offer through the process, even if there's multiple offers, in ways that maximize your opportunity. I've also noticed that those relying solely on internet information, Zillow, for example, hopes that they can land a realtor to get them into a house in a moment's notice when they have no loyalty or relationship with a realtor. No one, especially on their behalf, looking at the properties, they may not get in quickly enough to compete for that opportunity. So I would encourage you to seek good counsel. Give me a call if you'd like some help on that end of it. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate. Have a fantastic evening.